The Death of Ivan Ilyich, written by Leo Tolstoy, read by Jonathan Keeble. Chapter 1. During an interval in the Melvinsky trial, in the large building of the law courts, the members and public prosecutor met in Ivan Igorovich Shebek's private room, where the conversation turned on the celebrated Krasovsky case. Fyodor Vasilyevich warmly maintained that it was not subject to their jurisdiction. Ivan Igorovich maintained the contrary, while Peter Ivanovich, not having entered into the discussion at the start, took no part in it, but looked through the Gazette, which had just been handed in.
"Gentlemen," he said, "Ivan Ilyich has died."
"You don't say so."
"Here, read it yourself," replied Peter Ivanovich, handing Fyodor Vasilyevich the paper, still damp from the press, surrounded by a black border with the words, "Praskovya Fedorovna Golavina, with profound sorrow, informs relatives and friends of the demise of her beloved husband, Ivan Ilyich Golovin, member of the Court of Justice, which occurred on February the 4th of this year, 1882. The funeral will take place on Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon." Ivan Ilyich had been a colleague of the gentleman present, and was liked by them all. He had been ill for some weeks with an illness...